AP News for Friday, July 26th. I'm Ben Thomas. Nearly 2 weeks after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the FBI's confirmed it was indeed a bullet that struck the former president's ear. Trump spoke about it to the Turning Point Action Conference.
Did you see the FBI today apologize? They said, well, it might have been a bullet, but it might have been glass. So really, where did the glass come from? Or it might have been shrapnel. Where did the shrapnel come from? No, they then said it was a bullet. They just try and do it. It just never ends with these people. They raid Mar-a-Lago. They do things so bad, so bad. Our country is so sick.
Kamala.
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign put out video of her taking a call from former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me.
The endorsement's expected, but still seen as crucial. More than 110 active wildfires are burning across 2,800 square miles of the U.S. In Oregon, a pilot was found dead after a tanker plane crash. Arsonists attacked France's high-speed rail network, paralyzing train travel hours before the Olympics opening ceremonies, the AP's Angela Charlton in Paris.
France has been prepared for potential extremist attacks, cyber attacks, or other disruptions related to the Games. Police are investigating who's behind these train incidents and whether there's a direct link to the Games.
And Kevin Coolbaugh has more on those ceremonies.
Let the games begin. The 2024 Summer Olympics are officially underway in Paris after the hosts dazzled with their opening ceremony amid rain and safety concerns. A hot air balloon brought an Olympic ring of fire into a rainy sky, and singer Celine Dion belted from the Eiffel Tower as Paris kicked off its first Summer Olympics in a century. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. In Alaska, an abandoned baby walrus is receiving around-the-clock care. Jennifer King has the story.
Katie Grant with the Alaska Sea Life Center says a walrus calf, apparently orphaned by the herd, has taken to the bottle and is alert and sassy as she receives care at the nonprofit Wildlife Response Center. The 165-pound Pacific walrus arrived in Seward after being rescued in Utqiagvik, the northernmost city in the U.S., formerly known as Barrow. An initial exam found the calf, just a couple of weeks old, was malnourished and dehydrated with superficial wounds. Calves typically stay with their mothers for 2 years. Grant says the first several weeks will be crucial, and 24-hour care is needed until staff know the baby walrus has stabilized. Grant says it's only the 11th walrus and the second female the center has cared for in its 26-year history. I'm Jennifer King.
And the wreckage of a schooner, the Margaret A. Muir, that sank in Lake Michigan in the late 1800s, has been found in waters off Wisconsin. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.